aren't directly impacted maybe, could you both talk about the timeframe? At what point do we start feeling the pain of this not happening, this delay in Congress?
Well, very definitely what Governor Vilsack said about getting it done this year, because next year is the presidential election year, and in any election year, it's difficult to get a lot of controversial things passed, but particularly the presidential election year. Let's say if it gets to November and it's not done, I get very nervous. But I've heard or read that, understand the Democrats control the House of Representatives. But when you have Democrats that have been in the House of Representatives a long time, and they seem to indicate that this thing can come up early in the fall, and that was a month ago that I read that, that's very impressive, as far as I'm concerned, for the intelligence information. I had a half-hour meeting, now maybe it's probably 7 or 8 weeks ago, with Speaker Pelosi. She was very positive about it, it's just a fact of life. She's got a lot of new members, and she's got to get them up to date on it. New members come in, and they may not know any of the issues, even with NAFTA, let alone with a new agreement, and get them comfortable with it, both from a political standpoint as well as a policy standpoint. And it just takes time to do it. Then there were three areas: enforcement, labor, and environment. So Lighthizer, for the administration or his staff, has been working with a different group of three or four in each of those areas of Democrats that wanted one of two things: either wanted some changes, or they need to be satisfied that the agreement satisfied them. And so those processes are going on, and I've never heard anything negative coming out of it.